Double dice.
Hey guys, welcome back to Double Dose.
Hello.
Hey Taylor, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's been happening?
Not too much. Happy to be here in sunny Gold Coast.
Yes. Yeah. You come up like every month basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a second home now.
I know. I love it. It's nice to have a little visitor.
So sunny.
I know. The weather's been amazing.
Yeah. It's like sunny in Newcastle, but here the UV is 2 or 3 points higher. So I'm like, give me all of that.
Literally, tan. I've been at the beach. It's winter. I've been tanning at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. This morning before I came here, I was out in the sun for a good 2 hours.
Oh, so good.
What crazy story do you have for me?
Okay, I feel like Caleb might think I'm clinically insane, but I promised that this happened, and when it was happening, I posted a TikTok about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the house I've been living in, I have been living there for like a year and a half.
I think I know the story.
Yeah, I think you do. I posted about it on Instagram as well. But yeah, I have been living there for like a year and a half. I've noticed that like you can hear some things sometimes, like footsteps and stuff, but I always thought it was like the neighbors. And then about 3 months ago, I got back from Melbourne. I'd been in Melbourne for like a really long time. Got back with my dog, and it was really, really hot. So I started sleeping with my door open to get the aircon in.
Yeah.
And I was asleep one night and I woke up at like 4 a.m. And the weird thing is the nights beforehand, I'd always woke up at like 4 a.m. It was always 4 a.m. I'd woke up to something. And like the night before this, I woke up to what sounded like someone saying Annie in my face.
Oh my God.
And I like woke up and was like, oh, it was just a dream, like whatever. But check the time, it was 4 a.m. I was like, okay, weird, went to sleep. The next day, the next night, sorry, 4 a.m. again, I'm dead asleep. Wake up to what sounded like my housemate rummaging through her bathroom drawers, like in the hallway area.
Okay.
Because her bathroom's like pretty close to my bedroom.
Yeah.
And it sounded very clear. And I sleep with earplugs in because I live like in a really noisy suburb.
Mm-hmm.
So like I had earplugs in, I could still hear this so clearly. It sounded like it was coming right outside the door. And I'm like, what is she doing at 4 a.m. like getting ready for work? Like what's going on?
Yeah.
And eventually it just kept happening. I was like, ugh, I get up, I walk out, the sound stops, her bedroom door is closed and so is her bathroom door and there's no one there. Dead silence. And I'm like, I heard this. Like there's like, it definitely happened. The next night, 4 a.m., I'm asleep again, wake up to what sounds like my housemate's bedroom door slamming. The weird thing is she wakes up 2 hours later and says, oh, my God, Annie, the weirdest thing happened last night. I heard my bedroom door slam, but my door was already closed. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I heard that too. And I thought it was you. And like, anyway, well, like, this is so weird. And we started to get like a bit creeped out. The next night... 4 a.m. again, I'm fast asleep and – oh, actually, no, I think I was awake this time. Like I'd already woken up for some reason and I was like trying to get back to sleep. And all of a sudden I felt what felt like someone sitting on my bed. And at first I thought it was my dog like jumping up onto the bed. But I turned around and my dog was fast asleep next to my head. So obviously like straight away I freaked out and like jumped out of bed. I've grabbed my dog and like ran downstairs. I was so freaked out. I sat at the front of my house until the sun came up and I just sat out there with my dog. I was like shaking. I was so scared.
Oh my God.
Like a ghost sat on my bed or something. Like, and then I ended up getting a, what are they called? Like a medium?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was that freaked out and told my housemate about it. I couldn't enter the house because I was so scared. Had a medium come in who she confirmed that there was like a spirit there. I don't know if that stuff is real. Like I chose to believe her. She said it was a friendly spirit and whatever. And then she told me that not many people can feel or like see ghosts and that like it's because my third eye is opening. And I was like, I want to close that bitch shut.
Can
like,
we get rid of it?
Yeah, I do not want to open that. She's like, yeah, well, you can tell them. Just tell them like say, I don't want to hear this right now. I don't want to see this. So now every time I go to bed at night, I sound actually crazy and I'm fully aware, but I have to say, please leave me alone. I don't want to see this. I don't want to hear this. Before bed.
Doesn't he have a name?
His name is Eric, apparently. Apparently.
I knew he had a name.
According to the medium. So, yeah.
I remember messaging you when this has happened because, like, nothing has ever happened to me like this, but my nan thinks, or she does, mm-hmm. that she can smell and hear her mother's, like, gold bracelets.
Really?
And she can smell her mum's perfumes. Yeah, like right. My great-grandmother, my nan's always said like, oh, mum's here. And
wow.
She just knows. Yeah. She would wake up and smell that exact perfume. Oh my God. So, but nothing's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
But that's just crazy.
It honestly was the most insane thing. And now like nothing's happened, but that's because I think it's because I keep like saying, I don't want to see anything. I don't
want to
like,
I kind of want you to alone. Test out if you don't.
Everyone was like, get a camera. Like, I want to see him. Like, open your eye up. I'm like, no, I'm not ready.
The third eye is staying shut.
Yeah, forever.
My story is creepy too, but yeah. Not to that extent.
Okay.
It's also another old one.
Yeah.
Like the last episode, I think it was. I was 18 or 19. I used to work in a club, mm-hmm. which I've said before. So you'd finish work at 3:30 in the morning sometimes. And I'm driving home and I was right near my high school. So literally like 2 minutes from home. Mm-hmm. And one of those killer clowns, when this was a craze all over TV with massive knives, was walking the streets.
Are and you I'm kidding?
18 by myself driving home, literally probably close to 4 a.m. And
what?
A couple of streets away from me is this guy thinking he's hilarious being a killer
clown.
That
is so scary.
I've never sped more in my life to get home.
Oh my God. Was anyone around at the time?
No.
Because it was like.
Because I thought maybe there would be more of them. So I'm on edge the whole time. Like I held the horn down so much and just like drove so fast. I had the shittiest car.
Fuck, that's horrifying. So scary. Yeah, that's really creepy.
Who thought that was funny?
No, that was not funny. That is so scary.
Halloween, sure. Not some random, like, I don't even know.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's my crazy story.
Oh, my God. Okay, Caleb, what do you think?
I think I'm just scared for both of you. No, I think because it was more of an impact on Annie that it's the wildest story this week.
I knew.
Annie was me.
Yeah, yours was. Yeah.
Now we're even.
Because,
again.
Like, obviously, it was wild for the fact that you saw it happen, but you were able to get away where she, like.
Yeah.
I have to sleep in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still have Eric visiting you.
Yeah.
As soon as you said that this was the story, I was like, damn it.
Start doing the whole Dora the Explorer. No swipe and no.
Yeah, literally.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go.
That's okay. Oh, I'm spilling it too. Oh, God. It's a bit warm.
Oh, I can smell it. It's a bit warm. Mm. Yuck.
Oh. I don't know how I'm going to talk about serious stuff. Let's get into the sealed section. Today, we're going to talk about men putting in or not putting in effort during sex.
Yeah, okay. I love this topic.
In the bedroom.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm excited to talk about it.
So what's your experience with men putting in effort or not in the bedroom?
I feel like when you're in relationships, it's very easy to get into a rhythm and your sex becomes like, okay, if we're going to have sex, this is what's going to happen. This is the order of things. And I don't know. I think I've probably had 50-50 with boyfriends of whether they're givers or just takers or, you know, a bit of both. I don't know. And then when I came into this current relationship, especially with OnlyFans as well, I was very much like, we don't have selfish lovers in this. Yes. Like, it's not happening. And he was like, okay, cool. And then with what we do for work as well,
yeah,
it's just endless, the different things that we try. So
exactly. It's kind of good that spices up your love life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've definitely probably been selfish too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to touch that. Sorry. Not happening.
Yeah, starfish.
Yeah. What about you?
So I've got a very bad I've had many bad experiences with, like, selfish men in the bedroom. Like, I've actually never had an experience where they've been actually, that's a lie. There's been like maybe two guys in my whole history that have been really good at like taking care of me first before themselves. The rest have been so selfish. They don't care about me. They don't try and pleasure me. It's all about them. They're just there to get the job done. Like, I don't understand. Look, to be fair, I think you watch porn online and you don't see a lot of like men going down on girls, for example, like, you know, that kind of thing. And it is so like manufactured and whatever. So they've seen that and they think that's what they're meant to do, like act like a jackhammer.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a lack of education.
I think so. Yeah, I definitely think so. And like, look, you know, at any point I could have guided them, but it was never really the right situation. I think some men get a little bit sensitive to that and they are a bit insecure. Mm-hmm. So if you do say, hey, like, can you do this? Or I don't like that. They kind of are like, oh, it hurts their ego.
Yeah.
Which it shouldn't, because they should want to learn more and know how to pleasure a woman.
They'd be the first to say something if you were doing something wrong too.
Exactly right. But like, I've gotten to a point now where I'm like, well, I'm not giving you anything unless I get something in return.
You have a rule.
I have a rule.
Do you tell them?
No, before? I'm just like, if you want to do that, then I'll look after you. But if you don't, then forget about
it. I love that.
Yeah.
Why do you think that it's believed that guys are more sexual compared to women?
I mean, I think it's just like a history thing. You know, this is sort of like men have always been able to go out and have sex and do all these things, whereas for women it's sort of been frowned upon.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of like men being, you know, selfish in the bedroom, I think it's just like, yeah, they haven't had any education about it. There's been no one there to teach them how to pleasure a woman. There's no like sex. There is sex education, but not about this. So they don't get taught to like how to go down on a woman, or like how to finger a woman, or like, you know, how to make a woman orgasm.
I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
And here we are as women with Call Her Daddy podcast, who's teaching us how to give head when I was probably too young to know.
Yeah, literally. So like, there should be more educational material out there for men, but there just isn't, because I think there is this misconception that women don't need it. It's for the male pleasure. But I think if you're just open, if you're in a relationship, or if you have a sexual partner, just being open with them and telling them what you want and being able to communicate and explore and have fun, and don't be afraid, because I can guarantee that most of the time they're going to be keen and like down for it.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. Sex is meant to be fun.
I think as well, mainstream porn.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much what we do, because it is a little bit more personal. Mm-hmm. But if you go onto any of the mainstream websites, it's not personal.
Yes.
You go in, you do this, and they're missing the emotional side of it.
Yes.
I think when a guy taps into the emotional side of sex, it's just like 100%. A whole new world.
And like for me, like kissing is a big thing in sex.
Yeah.
I think like kissing is like the best foreplay. And like a lot of guys, you know, if it's a one night stand or something like that, they skim over that part a little bit.
They're scared because it's personal.
It is personal. Exactly right. That's so true.
Yeah. It's too much. You're face to face. You're right there.
Yeah.
Even some positions.
Yes.
Like some songs, they're just like bend her over, put her in doggy style, because there's literally songs that say you don't want the emotional connection.
Literally. I mean, they've been taught this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why this has just occurred to me now.
No, I know. It's true though. I think like men need to realize that it's a mutually pleasurable, it's meant to be a mutually pleasurable experience, sex. Yeah. But I don't think they've really quite grasped that.
No.
So I think the other thing is like using toys and stuff. A lot of men are also intimidated by that. But like, they should want to use toys because it's fun, and it's like, we obviously love it. If I had sex with a guy and he mentioned using toys, I would walk away from that experience being like, hell yeah, that was sick. Like that guy, he knows what he's doing. It's not, I think a lot of men think, oh, well, that means that I can't do my job properly. It's like, no. It just makes it amplifies it.
It's there to enhance the experience.
Exactly
for
right.
For both people.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Like even if I've got a vibrator, it's vibrating everything, not just me.
That's right. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I love them. Toys are the best.
Yeah.
And obviously with our job, we get to just buy more and more, which means we have more to try.
There's so many.
With heaps of people. What do you think about girls being sexual beings as well?
Yeah, I think, again, misconception, I think by men, that they're the sexual beings and that the women are there to just kind of please them. This is obviously, being overdramatic
here.
It's
a very, very traditional stereotype.
But, like women want situationships too, or like one-night stands. Yeah, some women want that as well. Like they don't want to necessarily find a husband and settle down and get married. Some men think that that's all they want. Like if they go on a date with them, they have to lie to them and lead them on, because – they think
all
that,
women want commitment.
But a lot of them don't. And you just have to have a conversation and be like, hey, this is just a casual thing. And a lot of the time, or some of the time, they'll be fine with that, because women have needs too.
Yeah. Guys would probably love it. They'd probably be shocked.
They would. I think they, and you know what? I was talking to a friend of mine about this and she said that she started doing this. And now the funny thing is the men are now interested in her and want her in like a more romantic way because she's set the boundary. It's like they want what they can't have.
I talk to people about this all the time. Really? If, as soon as you pull your energy back, that person is going to close the gap. Mm-hmm. It happens in my relationship. If one of us is pissed off and takes a step back, the other one's like, no, please. Love me.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's so true.
Girls need sex mm-hmm. and situationships.
Yep. They need good sex too. Okay, Taylor, it's time to spill some tea.
Yay.
Okay, so this one is very long, but it's going to be good. So let's get into it. So I just need some advice. Sorry it's a long read, but I think it could be worth it for some of you, unfortunately. So I have been dating my boyfriend for almost 2 years now. He works night shifts on Wednesday, so I thought. I work full time, so I'm usually quite tired at night and don't leave the house once I'm home from work. However, last Wednesday was my friend's birthday and we just had a small dinner at her house. My boyfriend was working night shift, so I drove myself to her house. On my drive there, I noticed that my boyfriend's car was parked a bit further down the street at my mum's house. For some context, my boyfriend and mum are really close. We live on the same street, but at different ends. I asked my boyfriend why he was parked there, and he said he wasn't. I then eventually got it out of him that he was parked there and at her house. It has now come to my attention that my boyfriend, in fact, doesn't work night shifts at all and never has. He has been parking at my mum's house and doing the rounds with her on a Wednesday, then coming back to bed to me after a long shift. Now, I know it's stupid, but I just love my boyfriend so much. Is there any way I can get a restraining order against my mum so that they don't do this again behind my back? I need some advice, but I'm just not willing slash in a situation to leave my boyfriend. Edit. Thank you to those nice comments that weren't judging me. Here is some more context. I have never had any good relationship with my mother, and every time I am in a relationship, she tends to fall very fond of my partners. I have spoken with my boyfriend and we've agreed to both cut my mother off and not get a restraining order and work on our relationship as the two of us.
What? This is so bad.
This just keeps getting worse. Like how?
I have a hot mum.
Are you worried now?
Well, my partner actually saw my mum today, like I told you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he called me and he's like, I told your mum she looked good because she's lost a lot of weight, but I feel a bit weird saying that. Is that weird? I'm like, oh, my God, it's fine.
Not compared to this.
This is next level.
The fact she's like, she seems relatively chill. I mean, I'm sure she's not. But, like, you just caught your mum and your partner having sex behind your back.
And how long has this been going on for? Yeah. The night shift.
The
midweek night shift.
I can't believe it. She's been at home by herself while her boyfriend is night shift with her mum.
That is horrible. I don't think she can get a restraining order against the mum that's going to stop him from seeing her.
No.
But it's also sus that the boyfriend was just like, no, we'll just work it out on our own.
No, that is so sus. Your
night shift's going to be Thursdays now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what? That is awful. And I feel like this girl obviously needs to break up with her partner. Like, you're not just going to solve this by saying you can't. Like, no. He's A, cheated on you. B, slept with your mum. Like, that's so fucked.
This is another one of those. He is not the one.
No, he's not the one.
Because even, obviously, you have enough of a relationship with your mum to live on the same street. If I was no contact, not a great relationship with my mum, that wouldn't happen.
No.
So if your relationship is going to progress and you're going to get engaged and married, you want your mum there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to be in the bathroom.
Look, I think if it was me and my mum did that, I would never speak to her again, regardless. Like, if I would cut him off and I would cut my mum off, because that is some sort of betrayal that, like, you just that's can't come insane. Back from. Like, that's your mother who's meant to, like, root for you and have your back and, like, support you. And here she is. Fucking your boyfriend.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My mum would never.
No, neither.
Like I said, my mum is gorgeous. She looks like a Barbie doll.
Oh, I need to see her.
When I went on a cruise with her when I was 18, we met this like massive group of guys, all 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
And they would call her MILF and she would literally just be like, and just walk away. Like, she's such a savage.
Yeah.
She wouldn't cop it.
I love that.
And this mum's like,
yeah, she is, getting any validation she can.
That's bad.
It's so bad.
The mum needs to find a new partner.
Yeah.
And so does the girl.
And actually get mental help.
Yeah.
Both of them.
I mean, if she likes an age gap, that's fine, but leave your daughter to her business.
Literally. That's gross.
Cut them off.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you can't choose your mother, but you can choose your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's not that one.
No, he's not it. Okay, guys. So for this segment, we thought we would try something a little bit new. We are doing weird food combinations.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I'm scared too, because we've got some really, really strange things. Should we just get right into it?
I think we should.
Yeah. Okay. Bite the bullet. All right, let's do it. So first up, we've got fries dipped in honey. This, I think, could be okay.
I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I can't try this one, but this is all you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that Taylor's vegan and I'm an idiot and I forgot that honey isn't vegan.
It's okay. Some vegans eat honey, so it's an easy mistake.
Yes. Okay. So I'll do this one. The fries are cold.
They've been here for a few hours.
I love honey.
I think it's going to be really good.
It is good.
Honey is one of the things that I sometimes miss.
Mm. It's good.
Like on crumpets. It's good.
It would be good if it was hot.
It's approved.
But yeah, because it's like salty.
Double dose approved.
But, double dose. Guys, try it. It's good. All right. So we're going to do potato chips and peanut butter.
I think this is going to be good.
Yeah, I think so too. How are we going to do this?
I'm just going to put the whole thing in my mouth.
Yeah. Okay. You grab yours.
It's not going to be over the plate, but it's okay. I'll have no
crumbs. Just put it straight in. I like it.
That's yum.
Mm, that's really good.
You could have that as like a dip.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to eat that from now on.
It would be so many calories.
Oh my God, I know. I'd go through a whole jar of peanut butter doing that, but that was delicious.
Yum.
Highly recommend.
I love peanut butter.
Me too. Oh, I just eat it by the spoonful.
Yeah.
All right, let's do cereal and orange juice.
Where did you find all of these?
Okay, so a combination of different locations. I got some from the internet. I actually saw a TikTok about weird food combinations. And that's sort of what got the idea going. But I did some research and I did like weird pregnancy cravings.
Okay. I've actually heard of this before.
Of orange juice and cereal?
Yeah.
So the one where I got this from is I was with a friend the other day and he told me that he used to have this. Instead of having orange juice with cereal and milk, he would just put his orange juice in the cereal.
I mean, it's efficient.
It's efficient, but I don't think it's going to be tasty. I think it's meant to be milky, you know.
Depends what cereal too.
Yeah, we've got Special K here.
I feel like Sultana brand would be good too because you got like the sweetness of the Sultanas.
I'll have a spoonful and then you go.
Right. I'm scared.
No, I don't like this. I know. No. No.
You should have waited for your reaction before I did. Because now I'm like, ooh. Did you have heaps of juice on your spoon?
Yeah. It's just not right. Like, it's not awful. I'm not going to pass away from it. It's not right.
It's not bad.
I don't like it.
But I wouldn't choose to do this.
No. Like, I think if you're doing this, you're a psychopath. Just have milk.
It also looks not that great.
It looks really gross.
It kind of looks like when I mix my cereal with vegan protein and it goes a bit bitsy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Not approved for me.
That's a negative for me. I think we should do, I'm really scared for this, ice cream and soy sauce. These are just two things that should never be mixed.
Why do I feel like I'm going to be fine with this?
I don't know.
Because it's two things that I eat.
Same.
Multiple times a week. Soy sauce and dumpling, sushi, and have ice cream all the
you
time.
Do, you go first this time because I want you to go.
Okay. It's hard.
We're just trying not to spill on the couch.
I also don't want to scrape because that sound makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of soy sauce. It's like all.
Oh, I don't know about this.
It's not that bad.
I don't believe you. It smells like a sushi bar.
It tastes like salted caramel.
What the fuck?
Doesn't it?
It is literally salted caramel. What's going on? That tastes like salted caramel. I get it now. I would eat that.
Still weird.
It's weird, but if you don't think of it as soy sauce, it genuinely, you could tell me that was salted caramel ice cream and I believe you.
That's crazy.
That's thrown me. I thought for sure I would hate that.
I feel off in my head and my stomach about it, but it tasted fine.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just I add understand some, like, why it was I don't on know. There.
What would you add? Like some peanuts or that on like hokey pokey ice cream?
Yeah.
It would be salted caramel. Yeah,
it would be. That's really insane. Loved that. Guys, try it.
Give it a go.
Should we do the pickle with peanut butter?
Yeah, I'm actually excited for this.
I think this is like a staple in like a pregnancy. My mum used to eat this a lot when she was pregnant.
My mum hasn't told me like many of her cravings or anything. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Okay. Do you want to shove it in then and I'll do mine?
Okay.
I've got a small mouth.
I think this is going to be great. Two things that I like.
Yeah, I agree. If it's bad, I'll be sad.
It's not bad. The pickle like overpowers it.
It did just taste like pickle. And at the end, a bit of peanut butter.
They taste like real McDonald's pickles. Mm. Those pickles you got.
They're really good.
Mm.
And they're thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't do it again.
No.
But not it was worth fine. It. Yeah. Like you may as well just have a pickle by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's fine.
Not bad.
It gets a pass. Did you want to do hot sauce on peanut butter?
Not really.
No, me neither.
But we will. Do you like sriracha?
I do, but like in small quantities. Like
literally one drop.
One drop in my rice and avocado or whatever I'm having. I'm just going to like do this and then you can have the rest of the spoon.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just going to like put it in my mouth right now.
And I have to have the rest.
Mm-hmm.
With the most sriracha.
Hmm.
I'm okay with chili.
That's fine.
It's like satay sauce.
Yeah, it does. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At a Thai restaurant.
It tastes like satay sauce, which makes sense, I guess. Put a bit of soy sauce in there.
Yum.
Yeah. I don't know if I would like sit at home putting sriracha on my peanut butter, but like that was good.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm. Surprised. Very surprised.
A nice spice in my mouth.
Yeah. Well, we'll add to that because we're going to do ice cream with hot sauce.
Okay. Do people just like run out of chocolate topping or Milo and they're just like, what have I got?
Yeah, another spoon.
I've got a spoon.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You do this one first and then I'll go because this is quite liquidy.
This like stays on the ice cream a bit more than
yes it looks
sauce.
Like strawberry topping.
I'm scared.
Oh, I'm scared too. Don't give me your reaction. Wait, let me put it in my mouth. No,
doesn't do it for me.
I don't like it.
It's just the hot and cold sensation.
Yeah, like it's interesting. Now it's burning my throat a bit.
Now it's going down.
Yeah. No. I don't like it.
No.
I would not do that again. And I think we've only got one left. And this is a weirdly common one. Fries with ice cream.
I do this.
Yeah. I think this will be good.
Except I can't have soft serve from anywhere, so it's annoying.
Well, this is soft serve.
Yeah. Good luck getting that home in the Uber.
I know. How do you want to do this? Do you want to hold that? I don't want to get it. I'll use this as a... There we go.
This is yum.
Okay.
Should I just steal a chippy? I'm excited. I have always done this ever since I was a kid.
I like it. It's good.
It's great.
Again, like salt and sweet. Vanilla specifically, great.
Yeah.
I think if it was chocolate or something, it wouldn't be a vibe.
Not as good.
Yeah.
But I've seen TikToks where people put like chips into a big chocolate thick shake and just make some
ew.
Like sundae with your chips floating in it.
That's fucked. I wouldn't do
that. That's a bit far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a crisp chip.
Yeah.
Hot, fresh chip.
If this was hot, that would be delicious. Yeah. But yeah, I like that.
What was your favorite?
I weirdly liked, oh, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I did really like the soy sauce with the ice cream, which
that
surprised
me. Surprising. That was a good one.
That was the most surprising. I think the potato chip with peanut butter was my favorite though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I would eat that.
That was very snacky.
Yeah.
And the pickles were just really good.
The pickles were really good. Definitely get the always fresh pickles.
Yeah. I'm going to buy that brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready for Do You Remember?
I am.
I'll go first.
Okay, you go.
Do you remember when we were in maybe 5 or 6? I hope this was a thing for you.
Yeah.
I went to a public school for 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all obsessed with these shoes called Ray-Bans.
How do you spell that?
R-A-B-E-N.
No.
I really hope it wasn't just my area.
I don't know.
Northwest Sydney. Everyone's rocking these shoes.
What do they look like?
So they're basically like a canvas shoe, flat sole.
Yeah.
And it's just like a slip-on shoe. It can't, you know the Vans, the slip-on Vans?
Yeah.
They look like that, right, but just a thinner, trashier material.
Right. Okay.
We had black and white and it was
just. So we didn't have that, but we were obsessed with Dunlop Volleys.
We had Volleys too, okay, but then it slowly progressed into Ray-Bans. And right, girls, including myself, were wearing their school dress or skirt with then these Ray-Bans.
What?
Like white, weird-looking sand That's shoes.
So random. Yeah, I've never heard of them.
People would colour them in, draw on them, because it was just a plain white canvas, and they'd get so dirty.
Yeah.
And there was like one shop in the whole area that would sell them.
Oh, my God.
So everyone's like going to Rouse Hill Town Centre, going into InSport and buying these shoes. I think they're like $15.
Oh, that's cheap. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know.
Must have been just my weird school.
I want to know, actually, if it was other areas, though. Like, I wonder.
I don't know.
Might have just not been a Melbourne thing.
Yeah, probably just a Western Sydney thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we could get away with that. The school didn't really care.
Yeah. My school was really strict with that stuff.
It's so bad. I didn't have, like, black leather school shoes in primary school.
Oh, my God. Your feet would have been so sore walking around on those flat shoes.
Probably. What's yours?
Okay. So, do you remember the M&M biscuit bars? They were like, you had to have had this at some point. So it was like a biscuit base, and then there was like caramel in the middle, a layer of chocolate on the top, and then M&Ms all drizzled on top.
Yum.
They were so good. And I actually thought of this because I saw it on Instagram the other day that they're bringing them back.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm so excited. I'm going to
try and make some at home.
You should make vegan ones.
Yum.
Yeah.
I do remember them.
Oh, so good.
And you always like the kid who had them, if you didn't have one, you're like, can you have my muesli bar?
Yeah, try and trade them. Yeah. Yep.
I never was giving that up.
Mum never let me have them.
No.
But when I would get one from like a friend or something, they were always so
the best.
Yeah.
Same as like LCM bars. I wasn't allowed them.
Yeah, neither.
But the chocolate one with the little smarty chocolate things on top.
Oh,
the rainbow things.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't Smarties. I don't know what they were. Just like
little, I don't know, little droplets.
Yeah.
Little rainbow chocolate drops or something.
So good.
Yeah, that was really good.
The best.
Okay, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We've loved talking about everything we've spoken about on this episode.
It was lots of fun.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials and let us know what you want us to do or talk about, anything.
And we'll see you next week. Double dice.